Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook. And now back to the show.
Hi, and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. What a wonderful time to get together this beautiful Sunday evening and nurture yourself this evening. Just take an hour of your time and just sit back and relax. I've asked a team of angels to guide us, to be with us in this hour together. So I have a wonderful new space to share with you now, and my mission totally is to be of service in some way to you. For years ago, I think it was four or five, maybe even three, time goes by so fast, but I was on BBS years ago and I loved it, and I'm so excited to be back on again. I love the folks there, and I just have to share that I've gone through a lot, as we all go through a lot, and because of that journey, because of my soul's journey to get me back on it, I wanted to come together in a way that Spirit has shown me as a lawyer and as a spiritual counselor, that I've been to school for both. And it was like, you know, I understand the laws of heaven because of my education, but I also understand the laws of man. And I kept searching and searching, y'all, for a way to bring that together to be of benefit to you. And it was this journey that I went on that has brought me to a place where I can now say, I am living my soul's journey. And that will change, you know, as far as more awarenesses, but our soul's journey doesn't change. It's just that we become more aware of it and we're more centered. And, you know, we women, and I'm sure they're men too, because I've talked to men as well, and they say, you know what, Vicki, don't limit it all just to women. But I have to say that women do tend to believe that relationships, you know, with our partners, we tend to give our power away. And deep down, we somehow want to be rescued like Cinderella. We really want someone to come in and take care of us and treat us like a princess. I mean, now, listen, I'll be straight with you. A lot of us don't want to admit that, so I will be the first. I have had what they call the Cinderella complex, and I lived it, even though it is, well, I can't say 2015 now because I'm not living it in 2015, but in as far back as 2013, I was living the Cinderella complex. And I certainly wouldn't or couldn't have had that issue of giving up myself. I didn't give up my dreams necessarily, but I almost did. And pretty much my career I kept, but myself, that's what I gave up. I gave up that. I didn't do it for a very long time, just a short time. And I'm talking short, like as in a month or two, but that was too long for me. So it helps us to learn the laws of the land and the laws of the heavens to be able to stand on our own two feet, whether we are in a relationship or not. And knowing yourself is a lifelong journey. And when we are needing something from someone else, it's really hard to have that independence and freedom within, and yet find that relationship that we can be ourselves in and yet stand with that person. And so I personally have had to learn for my soul's journey at my age. I'm doing it with myself for this time because I've been through enough marriages to probably everybody listening tonight. I've had more than y'all have. And so, you know, I had to find out the very hard way that it isn't about finding the relationship and finding the love. It's about finding yourself and finding that that love within. And one day I was taking a daily meditation walk in the North Georgia mountains. I walk every day. That's my meditation. And I asked Spirit to please help me. I said, I really need help because I keep finding not the right situation for me. And then all of a sudden, as in all meditations that we can do, and I'm a big, big believer in meditations, it all came pouring in. I was attracting manipulative con artists, lying types of relationships, because I was lying to myself. And even worse, I was conning myself. And you say, how would you say that? Vicki, how would you say that? And I said, simply put, I was lying to myself, saying year after year after year, time after time, and relationship after relationship, I can't do this alone. I was conning myself because I was believing that I was doing it all alone. There was the con, that I was doing it all alone. And after that, and this was back in 2013, early 2013, possibly sometime in February or March, because I remember walking and there weren't any leaves on the trees and I was just really connecting with Spirit. And I said, you know, that is when life opened up for me, y'all, in a way that I have never experienced before. Because after all of my training, and believe me, y'all, I have had plenty of training and I've had plenty of experiences, but I have never really owned that feeling that I am not alone. I have Spirit. I have my inner child, my higher self, and this team of angels that keeps me protected. And I have a partnership. Now, I don't know if that resonates with any of you. And if it does, I want you to ponder that. I want you to call in tonight. Call in at 888-429-5471 for U.S. and Canada. And let me know your experiences or if you have a question, because I'll just keep talking. If I don't hear from anybody or if y'all want to just listen for a while, that's fine with me. But I do want to connect with you as well. I just want to share with you, and I learned this from my training at Delphi. And of course, I being aware of things, you already know this. Every one of y'all know this, but codependent relationships are not love. We call them love, but they're codependent. Love is what Christ was trying to teach us, unconditional. That's real love. Now, do we have to find relationships to learn that? Yes, of course we do. I mean, I went through five relationships. Five, y'all. You know, I mean, I am a bit older than a lot of y'all, so I mean, at least I had time to do that in. But regardless of that, it wasn't that I was looking for a relationship or looking for a certain type of person. I was looking for myself. I only was looking for myself, for my experiences in life, which were not the best in the world, but yet I had many, many wonderful experiences. I never really loved myself. So I was looking for relationships to find love. Wow. I mean, wow. Don't we all do that? I mean, don't we all look for relationships to find love? Well, I think we do. I would imagine that everyone listening and those even that aren't listening would probably say, yeah, we do that. We find love. But for me, on my soul's journey, and that's when it all began for me, living your soul's journey. That's when it all came together, because I realized that I was living my soul's journey by meeting different people and living it. I mean, heavens, I've been on the planet long enough to know that I'm living my soul's journey. But what I really wasn't tuning into is that I was having the same experiences over and over and over again, and I wasn't quite getting it. Okay, so this relationship didn't work out. This relationship didn't work out. You know, you can't look at the relationship. You can't look at the other person. I mean, that is just the most irresponsible thing that we can do, and it doesn't help us in our spiritual journey. It doesn't help us to become better people. It doesn't release our karmic, quotient, if you may, if you're into that type of thing, and I am. We don't release anything when we blame somebody else or even point our finger at somebody else. So I kept thinking, you know, I just like, wow, why do I keep doing this, Dr. Vicky? I mean, you're sitting here helping people all day long, either as an attorney or a counselor, but yet you can't even do this for yourself. I mean, you can imagine how vulnerable I felt. I mean, and I know that y'all feel the same way. There may be some of you listening that are very successful and you have a very wonderful life, but yet when you get into that relationship, it's like, uh-oh, what happened to me? I mean, where did I go? I'm so into pleasing. You know, a lot of women are into pleasing. And so they almost forget who they are. And I know that you have to come together, and I know that you have to compromise. And this is not a show about learning how to compromise, because I'm still learning that. But it is a show about helping you to learn to live your soul's journey with a relationship or without. And why I say that is because so many of us tend to look and seek and find, or look to find, relationships, something outside of ourselves to fulfill us. And until that changes, we never, at least I can only speak for myself, but I've worked with a lot of different women, we never find that deep inner happiness. I watch Oprah a lot. I listen to a lot of the people on Oprah, and they're all saying the same thing. You find it within. Now, I knew that, and you know that. But then to go through the process, go through the daily living, the livingness of truly loving yourself is profound. And I have a great gift. I know that a lot of you have children. I have the greatest gift in the world because I have a 15-year-old. And I get to see, well, I learn more from her than she does from me, but I get to see how she goes through that journey. You know, as a teenager, a lot of times, you know, kids are like, oh gosh, am I cool enough? Or did I say that right? Or will he like me? Or you know, where will she like me? And so it's interesting to see how they go through the same thing that we went through, exactly the same thing. But I'm so much wiser now than I was with my first child. I was just dumber than dirt. I mean, that's just the simplest way to say it. I didn't know any more about parenting because I didn't know anything about me. And, you know, you don't have to be narcissistic to know about yourself. Now, please, there are two kinds of knowing self. There's a narcissistic way, which means you don't think about anybody else but yourself. There's also just loving yourself in a Christ-like, Christ-minded way. You know, Christ said, know thyself. And, you know, just to let y'all know, kind of get off the beaten path here for a minute, but I have, besides being a lawyer and a trained energy, spiritual energy counselor, I am an ordained minister, spiritual minister. In other words, I'm not Methodist, I'm not Episcopalian, I'm just a spiritual person. And that's how I got my ordained minister from Delphi. And I'm very proud of Delphi for that. And so because of that training, because of that, all that I learned, it was very interesting to see that so many women say they're happy, but they're not. And I'm sure men, you know, I have a wonderful friend who I will have on the show. And the last time that I was on BBS, I had Rick on there, who is a fabulous numerologist, Richard King. And he's written many, many books. And I will have him on there to talk about relationships and how understanding, you know, your numerology can help you with that. Because it isn't just one path that you may choose, you know, to help you live your soul's journey. There are many, many paths to go on. And each one of it's going to be very individual, specifically individual for you. So, you know, I ask you, is it possible to have unconditional love from another when we don't have it for ourselves? Every single person that I've been involved with, whether it be friend, relationship, they all have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful qualities. Just like I have beautiful qualities, but there are issues that we all have. Everybody has things that they have to work out. Most of us are living without having it affect us too much. most of us are not, you know, out there doing bad things in society. That's when your dark side, if you may, gets in charge of you. But most of us, you know, have a pretty good control over it. But once in a while, things happen, especially in very close relationships where everything gets triggered. And, you know, if any of you are listening that were on years ago with me, you know, I do past life regressions and I do a lot of energy work now that works on old patterns, old ways of doing things. And there are a lot of different methods and techniques that people use for that. But the one that I use is very painless, if you may. And you can do energy work from a distance. And that's part of what my counseling involves, is that I do energy work on you that is very painless. I mean, you know, you're going to have moments where you're going to say, whoa, Dr. Vicky, what's going on right now? But as you go and peel the onion off and get rid of all of these, patterns that can affect you in your relationships, in or out of relationships. And when I talk about relationships, please understand I am talking about relationships with yourself as well. And I think that's one of the biggest aspects of what I learned personally, was that we always think of relationships as with someone else. And that is very true. But we also have relationships with ourselves, with ourselves. And when that relationship kind of gets left behind and all we think about is someone else, then that other person isn't getting from us really the truth of who we are. And I know that you probably seen, some of you that have children saw the new Cinderella. Oh my goodness. I could watch that show over and over and over again. The story is the same. Cinderella is Cinderella. But when, I don't want to spoil the show for you because I do want you to see it. It's still out in the theaters. It's so profoundly beautiful. But there is a new Cinderella. When I say that you have the Cinderella complex, or I had the Cinderella complex, I say, yes, I had the old Cinderella complex. I certainly did. And believe me, I lived it beautifully. I did a great job at it. I just, you would never know from meeting me that I could even go in that direction, but it was true. And so now when I saw the new Cinderella, I was like, who's ever at Disney is doing a profound job, because it was so beautiful to see how she became her authentic self. And she and the new Cinderella, all I can say is that she was authentic. And to become the new modern Cinderella, she was authentically happy just being herself, just being who she was. She was authentically happy. She didn't need to be rescued anymore. And it was so beautiful, because it was like, oh my goodness, if I could take that, it was almost like we were of the same mind at the same time we were working on this. Because authentically, if you can remain authentically yourself in a relationship or out of a relationship, then I'm going to say, come on my show and let's talk, because that is the journey that I'm personally on. I'm learning how to be authentic, and there's really no way you can be anything but truthfully, you can. You can put on masks and you can put on armors and you can put on facades and personas until you are just, wait a minute, where is she? Where is he? I can't even find the real you. And so it takes, I'm not going to say time, because each individual is so different. But when you're starting to become authentic and really finding who you are, that authenticity can take a short time, a long time. It depends on you. It depends on how much intention you have in it, how many layers you've put on, what lifetimes you've had that you've, you know, put layers on, and what your soul's journey is this life. I mean, simply put, my soul's journey this life is to simply love myself the way I am. And, you know, that's a big statement for me, because up until just about 2 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot that I really loved about my authentic self. I was always trying to be something different, trying to be somebody else. And I don't know who I was trying to be. I have no idea who that was, but heaven forbid who that might have been or all the you know. But as you progress through for years, I attempted to be my mother or not like my mother. Then I went to be like my mother. Then I tried not to be like my mother. And so it was this constant putting on layers of, you know, who I am and who I'm not. And before you know it, when you get to my age, you know, you're like, oh, wow. What happened to that Vicky that was brought into this earth? What is her soul's journey? And I ask that of you, what is your soul's journey? And you know, some people may say, well, what is a soul? Well, that's also a kind of a beautiful statement to say, what is your soul? What do you believe your soul is? And for me, a soul is that part of you that lives on. It doesn't matter if you're a pet, you know, dog, a cat, a human being, you're going to have a soul that leaves the body when that body is ready to no longer be connected. And that breath that we have, our breathing keeps us connected. Yes, we have our higher selves. We have our inner child. And, you know, if you're not familiar with all of this, you know, fill out your Freedom to Be Me journal. And you know, I do a short session with you to find out what your needs are and what I can do to help you to benefit your life. And, you know, that helps you to kind of get focused on what is your soul and what is your soul's journey. And mine isn't necessarily to tell you what your soul's journey is, because that's a kind of a partnership that you know, we would work together with it, that you find, you know, through your own connection with spirit, with your soul, it kind of comes together for you. But it's that ethical part of you. It's that part that you know is the right thing to do. That's your soul speaking to you. That's your higher self saying, you know, that's not really what's best for you. And so when you're in that space where you can learn about yourself in that way, then that's when the blessings start to come. And so when I pulled a card tonight, because it's my first show with y'all tonight, and, you know, I will play this over many times when I'm throughout my journey on BBS, so that everyone will kind of know pretty much who I am and why I'm doing this now, but I still use my cards. I still have my spirit connection through, you know, those cards. Other people use their prayer, you know, their prayer beads, and other people, everybody has their way of connecting. And I can be out in nature and I can connect. But sometimes when I'm on the show, I will pull a card for the folks listening. And tonight I pulled a card and I just said, Spirit, show me what I need to share tonight so that I can be of service to as many people as possible. Because I never know who's listening. I never know, you know, what's right, you know, because I'm not personally talking to each and every one of you. But I will say that Mother Mary came to me and said, nurture. Tell them to nurture themselves. Tell them to love themselves, just like Christ taught us to love. Nurture yourself in a way that you take care of yourself. Now, let me give you some examples of how simple that can be. Let's say you're a parent. And you never, never, never have time to take anything special for yourself. It could just be letting your partner, your parents, some friend, take your children out for an hour or two. And you might just take a walk, go shopping, not necessarily to buy, but just to get out there on your own so you can think in your own space. Maybe it's taking a bubble bath or a jacuzzi or just petting the dog. It can be that simple. And it also can be a massage. It can be a lot of different things. It doesn't mean that you have to go off and spend, you know, thousands of dollars going on a vacation by yourself. It doesn't mean that. It can mean that, but it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be free. If you're on a budget and you can't afford to do a lot of different things, then just take that walk and get a friend to help. And that way, you know, your children are safe. And if you have a controlling partnership or something, and they don't like you to leave, then that's the very time you need to sit down and say, you know what, I got to take care of myself a little bit here. And that's what we will have many, many conversations on through the weeks and months ahead, is how you can help yourself to live your soul's journey. I am going to take a brief break, and I will be back in just about 2 minutes. So I will look forward to talking to you. Be sure you call in 888-429-5471. I would love to answer your questions if you have any, or just chat with you if I haven't talked to you for a while. I will be right back with Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki, every Sunday night at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. Are you independent, strong, full of outer confidence, but inside you feel like a failure in life and in relationships? Or do you feel together until you get into a relationship, then give up your career, your dreams, even yourself? With Dr. Vicki's guidance in learning the laws of heaven and the laws of man, you can learn to stand on your own two feet and be yourself, whether in a relationship or not. Wouldn't you like to be happy, free, and be authentically you, regardless of who you're with? Dr. Vicki has learned to combine both her legal skills as an attorney and her therapy abilities as a counselor to guide you in living your soul's journey. So, if you are seeking a way to live authentically with freedom and abundance, listen each Sunday night at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern on BBS Radio to learn how to live your soul's journey. And call in to talk with Dr. Vicki live. And now, here's our host, Dr. Vicki.
Well, we're back with Living Your Soul's Journey. And I just want to share a couple of stories with you, because I don't know about you, but I learn from stories. And I want to share a story about a woman that I worked with for a while back. And she had lived her life all by herself. Most of her life, I would have to say probably 20 years of her life was spent alone. And I say alone, and that means not necessarily alone without a connection with spirit, but without a relationship. So she was a wonderful spiritual, she still is, a spiritual coach, and she's very, very, very intuitive and really helps people with understanding their life. Very much same thing I do, actually. And I observed her, and I've shared this with her, so, I'm not saying anything that she hasn't heard me say, but I obviously won't mention her name. But it's very interesting, because when she became involved with a man that she had met, actually when I think she was probably in her 50s, she fell head over heels with him, and it was, he's a good man, he's a very good man. And but she became obsessed with him in a way that I felt uncomfortable with. I didn't talk to her for probably 4 or 5 months because she was so into this man. And it was not real good. That's my little Morky Poo, Lakshmi. But she it was not real good. She kind of let her friends go. And I said, oh, my goodness, we have a real true situation here of Cinderella complex, where she just gave her career up. She lost herself. She actually lost herself. I didn't have my friend. I didn't have anyone that I knew before. And I was happy for her that she had found someone that she loved, but I questioned it because I was like, it's not my job to question anybody. But from a friend viewpoint, it was like, yeah, okay, well, that she was my friend during that time period. I'm blessed to have her. And for all those years that we were friends, and I guess I have to let her go now. I never really let her go, but I just sent her blessings, and I said, blessings, because what else could I do? And then all of a sudden, one day, it's almost like she came out of some sort of space that she had been in, and she became aware again. Wow, I feel kind of dead. I don't even feel like myself anymore. What happened to me, it took her about 2 years, but she finally kind of got into being back to herself again. And she and I work together now, and she's learning to live her soul's journey in that relationship. So, you know, it's a beautiful story because she's coming out of it. But that's the type of thing I'm looking at. She's still in her relationship, and it will be a beautiful one. But she's having to now learn. And I would like to talk to Michelle. Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I love Las Vegas. I was there a couple of years ago. What is your question? Yeah. What is your question tonight? Or do you have a comment?
My question is, I have a lot of new things coming into my life. And I don't know what really to do with it.
Okay. Is this more with relationships or with career or just the whole life?
Well, both. Because I'm expecting a baby, so.
Oh, wow. Now, are you, when's the baby due? I'm pulling some cards for you right now. I just kind of want to tune in with you a little bit, so.
June 17th.
Oh, you're real pregnant.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. I'm pulling some cards for you right now, so I'm just tuning in and letting me get some guidance for you, but. All right, Archangel Michael is a very strong influence on you right now, and just he's working with you very much, so you're very, very protected. Are you feeling okay right now, or do you are you health-wise doing okay? You're doing good health-wise?
I'm doing good, but I always seem to have symptoms of things that could be wrong, but nothing's wrong. So
yeah,
okay.
because I'll tell you what I'm picking up. I picked something up with some of your chakras, and I want you to, and I know it's really hard when you're pregnant as well, but there's, okay, let me just tell you what I really want you to be aware of. Are you married or not?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's why I picked up that, okay, you're really highly sensitive to certain kinds of energies and food right now. And, and I really am being told to have you respect your sensitivities and this isn't just, chemicals in the house and foods, but there are some foods that you possibly could be eating, but there's also some chemicals around you. But I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to go into it tonight, but I'm going to send a lot of love to you. There's some relationships that are not, well, they're just need to be worked on in a way that you're more protected. And I want you to, when you are working with you and your baby, okay, I really want you to, I don't know why I'm picking up the female energy, but I really want you to be aware of independence. Everything that you do, that doesn't mean you can't depend on somebody. Don't get me wrong now, Michelle.
Right.
But I really want you to be aware of learning to be as independent as you can, even though you've got a new baby. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in other words, I don't want you to be in a situation where you have to depend on somebody, even though it's not a good relationship. And I know that you know what I'm talking about. So what I would ask you to do is, and these bring miracles, just write down every night what your dream is, and then write down, thank you for protecting me right now. And that's what I want you to do, because Archangel Michael's very strong around you. Are you familiar with Archangel Michael?
No.
Okay. He's a very powerful archangel, and he's very much into protecting and guiding you through this situation. He's just a real strong protector.
Okay.
Now, is there some other issue that you can be more specific on that I can help you with, that, you know, as far as?
Well, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to go back doing the same work that I'm doing, or go back to doing work that I did before in order to watch the baby and work at the same time, or if that's even going to be an option.
Well, you can possibly go back. I mean, yeah, I see a possible yes on that. But I do think that you're going to find, once, is this your first baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to find that once the baby comes, you're going to change a lot. You're going to have some different energy shifts. If you want to go back to that job, you can. I feel like you can, but I would also be looking out for other options. Do you have a situation where you can stay with somebody right now and have somebody help you with the baby? Is that possible?
Yeah, I have my boyfriend and I.
Yeah, good. And so just, you know, make sure that the baby's taken care of when you're at work. But I think you can go back to it if you want. But I do think there's, I see two other opportunities for you. And I don't want to predict anything for you because I really don't want to limit that way. But I do think, there are two things. Just be very sensitive to your surroundings and be very protected. Just know that Archangel Michael's protecting you. And when you get in that situation that I can feel that you get into, just say, you know, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. Whatever you term your mm-hmm. higher protections. Just say, you know, God, just protect me right now. And just put your hand on your heart. Just put your hand on your heart and let that little baby know how much you love her. You know, just let her, I don't know if it's a female mm-hmm. or a male. I keep hearing female, but just hold your heart.
He's a boy right now.
He's a boy right now. Well, then maybe you're going to have a girl then, because I just feel this feminine energy, and it could just be that I'm picking your energy up, but now, yeah, maybe you're going to have two of them, but
you never know.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, there's a feminine energy around you, and it's probably just you. But regardless of what that, I'm feeling a feminine, very feminine energy. And hold your hand to your heart. It's very simple because you've got a lot of decisions right now. You're pregnant. You're very emotional. I've been pregnant before, so I know, you know, you're just all up in the air with emotions. It's just like, wow, you know. But you're very mm-hmm. sensitive. So make sure that when the baby's born, you have a really good doctor that you can go to and get your hormones straightened out, because the first couple of weeks after you have a baby, have mercy on all of us. Have mercy on all of us, because we just go through some weird thing. I don't know. It's all the hormone shift and everything. But listen, I appreciate you calling in, Michelle. And listen, I'll be on every Sunday night. I want to hear how you're doing, and I want to hear how the baby's doing. Okay. And, you know, you have a beautiful energy about you. You just have a very, very beautiful energy, and you're very blessed to have this baby. I feel such a feminine energy around you. So I don't know. Is there somebody in your life that's female, that's around you a lot or something? Because there's just this strong feminine energy.
Not right now, but.
Well, then it's you. It's just got to be you then.
That or I think it's my grandma, but. Either one.
Okay. Well, there's somebody around you that is female that is trying to come and help you. So all I can say is be aware of that feminine energy, because she is there to help you in ways that are not visible at all times. So just be aware of that. Okay. But thank you, and good luck to you, and congratulations. You'll have a little Gemini, won't you?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yes, it should. Yes. Yes. The Gemini is very interesting. When were you born, Michelle?
April 25th.
Oh, so you're, that's Taurus then, aren't you? You're Taurus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. Very, very beautiful. Well, you have a beautiful energy about you, and I appreciate you calling in. And just know that you're being guided right now, and know that the answers will come to you in divine timing. Have that patience, and give gratitude. Gratitude is a miracle worker. It's a miracle worker. And put your hand on your heart when you just feel like, I can't make a decision right now, I'm frustrated. Put your hand on your heart and just say, be here with me. Be here with me, Spirit. Okay? All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. It's good to talk to you. Be safe. Yeah. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I love to talk to women that are going through experiences, because we've all gone through them. We may have gone through them in a different way. We all have our soul's journey, but it's beautiful when someone is having a new baby and they're going through new experiences, and we have to open ourselves up to living and hearing what Spirit has for us, because we are so unique. I used to do a lot of readings for people, and I still do. I love that. That's who I am. I just don't like to give, you know, specific, because I don't want you to go down a path that maybe is not right for you just because someone said, oh, you should do this or should do that. You know, my soul's journey is to share with you, to find that within you. And I help you in any way I can and guide you for that. And one of the things that I worked on, talking about soul's journey, it took me a long, long time to Julius with Magical Marketing helped me to, she did my website for me. And it took a long time to get it done. And it was a journey. It was absolutely a journey, because it helped me. I was having personal issues with having how to combine being a lawyer, which is very left brain and very logical and very being a lawyer. You know, we all know what lawyers are like, and that wasn't me. So I was like, wow, something's not, I don't enjoy being a lawyer. And so I did it for 20 years, business law, family law, you know, divorces, juvenile law. And I still do that. Right now I do real estate law. But at the same time, here I am, an intuitive medium. I can, you know, pick up from the other side those that are calling in. And that's probably why I picked up a female energy from Michelle. She's got a little strong feminine energy there. And so what happens is that, you know, you're trying to get these two parts of you, you know, your authentic self. Okay, fine. I'm a lawyer. That's not my authentic self. I mean, that's just something I do. But the intuitiveness, the compassion for life, that's my authentic self. And so trying to put that into the lawyering, which was very unique, because, you know, you don't think of lawyers as being compassionate. And they're always out there, you know, wanting to stir things up. And I was wanting to bring peace to things. So I was like, how in the world am I going to bring these two parts of me together, there, so they're not fighting each other, and I'm not, one day I'm a lawyer, the next day I'm an intuitive, next day I'm a counselor helping women to find, you know, how to live in a relationship or not in a relationship and still be happy. And I was like, what am I going to do? And so, you know, Julia Stieg helped me a lot with that, and along with all my training and all the people that I've worked with, it's been very powerful. And you know, one of the shows that I'm going to be having on in the next couple of months is with a very dear friend of mine, Brenda. She taught me how to do soul rejuvenations, and we'll have a show on that with her, because that helps you to become, it's like being reborn again. It's not the way the shamans do it. It's a unique way that is, I just love the way that we do that. And she and I will talk to you about these soul rejuvenations and how that can help you to become authentic, finding yourself, really being true to yourself. And so when that happens, it helps you to learn who you are and why you're here. Because every single person has a reason for being here. I don't care if your life is miserable right now and you're suffering. We've all suffered. I've sometimes wondered myself. But the greatest tidbit, if you may, that I can share with you, and oh, by the way, I want y'all to go to Living Your Soul's Journey. I think it's just Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicky, or maybe just Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook. I should know this, but I'm not real big on Facebook. But join the Facebook group, Living Your Soul's Journey. And because I put things on my website, and you know, I want to start putting tidbits on there about, but one of them I want to share with you is that when you are in the worst of situations, I don't really care. I've been in some pretty bad ones, y'all. And I always the more I've become used to this, the quicker I can do it. But it used to take me months. Now it takes me seconds, maybe minutes if it's really kind of yucky, but is to give gratitude. I don't care what, I mean, even if you have to be hollering down the road. One time I can remember years ago, I was going through a terrible divorce. It was just awful. And I thought, how am I ever going to get out of this? And so I thought, well, I'm supposed to share gratitude. So I was just like, I live out in the middle of nowhere. So I was able to kind of raise my voice a little bit. And I have a really loud voice. So I didn't want to scare people across the other mountain. But I just started pretty much hollering, you know, saying like, thank you, God. Thank you. I know I'm supposed to thank you. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but thank you. And, you know, within about, oh, I don't know, I wasn't timing myself, but within a very short time, minutes, I was actually smiling again, thinking, you know, there is hope. I'm going to get through this. And I did, of course. I mean, that was so many years ago. I can't even remember it now, other than that one little part of it. I mean, the rest of it is like having a baby. You forget. And remember this now, Michelle. Once you've had your baby, you'll say, oh, I'm never going to do this again. But you may do it. And I didn't. I have a beautiful daughter that I adopted from Russia. And I personally would, if I were younger, I would probably adopt again, but not the youngest little flower on the branch now, but I'm still a flower, I guess. Anyway, I just want to share that with you because being making a gratitude statement can bring you out of the worst situations, and it doesn't have to be long-winded or anything. It can just say, you know, God, I know there's a gift in here. Show me. And that's what I always say. I say, Spirit, there's a gift in here. I know, I know, I know. Because living your soul's journey is the easiest thing that you can do because it is the natural path for you to live your soul's journey. But it's like anybody that would call in would have to say, but what is my soul's journey? Well, my mission is just to help you to become authentically you. And all of that Spirit will show us, you know, that you will be shown what your journey is. For me, I truly had to find that I had to learn to love myself. I was reaching out, getting, you know, relationships, finding careers, you know, doing whatever I was doing. I was searching constantly. Now, did I fail at that? No, I didn't. I didn't fail at any of it. I don't see any of it as a failure. I see it as all part of learning to live my soul's journey. But, you know, you can do it easier than maybe I did it. Maybe that would be really nice if I could help somebody do a soul's journey easier than mine. Wow. Boy, that would make me happy. But living your soul's journey, if you know that you're supposed to be a certain beat, just who you, you know, whatever that is for you. It's not necessarily your career, but I want to share that when you're living your soul's journey, it doesn't matter if you're doing real estate closings like I do. I go to real estate, I go to places, banks, you know, different places to do real estate closings. And I still find something beautiful about that situation. And some way or another, I'm going to do my best through Spirit to bring something, some joy to that session, something that helps them in some way. And I may not ever know what that is, but I'm going to make that legal situation something beautiful. And so it's the same thing with whatever you're doing. I mean, Michelle is a perfect example because she has this golden opportunity to bring this new life into the world. And there's so many things that she could share. And I hope that she will listen again because there's some ways to naming a baby that Richard King will share with you that my very dear friend that's a numerologist to help a baby so they won't have voids in their name and it won't have as many challenges in their life. So there's so many people that I want to have on and I just get real excited about sharing with you because I've learned a lot in my years and I just love to share. Some of it may have value to you, some of it may not. And all I ever do each day is ask that if there is something that I can do to benefit somebody, I do these shows because I love them. I love talking to you. I love being a part of this community. And that's why I do them. I know that, you know, I don't do workshops now. I do, you know, I don't do, you know, big events or anything like that. I'm just a simple single mom in the North Georgia mountains that just happens to love helping women. I tend to have a lot more calls from women because women tend to lose themselves more in relationships than men do. But I'm sure that that's probably not completely all true because I've had several of my men friends to say, Vicki, that's not always, you know, sometimes we get taken too in relationships. And we have to look at ourselves as well, you know, to find out why we have that those kinds of events happening. Now, I will probably next week talk about the different spiritual laws. And we'll have a couple of, probably a session in May on laws, just the laws of man. But I can't do really an hour on that because I'm not acting as an attorney and I don't know the laws of every state. But I can give you, you know, general laws about relationships and marriages and things like that. But I can't give you specifics because I am not acting as a lawyer. I'm just combining the two together only because that's being authentically me. But I just wanted to share with you, you know, we were talking about before the break, I was sharing with you about the lady that, you know, was losing herself in that relationship. She had forgotten who she was. She wanted that relationship so much. She wanted that marriage. Excuse me, my little puppy's barking. She wanted that marriage so badly that she was willing to kind of forget about herself for a while and be codependent and be, you know, just kind of out of herself, if you may. And so now when I talk to her, she's now becoming herself. She's really doing what she needs to do. And I'm so, you know, I hope y'all understand I'm a dog lover. She's just really going after something. So, but she, that's the freedom of being able to do a radio show at home. It makes it so fun. But what I wanted to share about that is that she's now learning to go out there and make her own living. She had even given up her own career. And what happens when you give up something that's authentically who you are? What happens then is that the person that you fell in love with, you almost kind of turn them against them because you're becoming dependent on them. And anytime you become dependent on somebody, you don't usually tend to do as well with them. It doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean the relationship can't work. It's just that dependency in a negative way can, you know, adversely affect a relationship. So I just want to share that with you because it's just important in living your soul's journey to really be true to yourself. And, you know, so many people, and this is what I counsel women on, is how do I become true to myself? I mean, it is a process. It's like me going out in the mountains and just saying, you know, my whole life was built on the fact that I was living my life alone. So I would seek out all these relationships because I believed I was alone. That was the lie. That was the con. That simple statement. When I realized I was never alone, I've never been alone. And when I realized that and owned it, I just wept. I wept. I danced. I was in the North Georgia mountains dancing and crying and just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for this beautiful gift. Now, if I choose to go in a relationship, the magic word choose, I'm going to go in there being authentic. And I promise you, I will attract a different kind of person because I will be authentically myself. For this life, at this stage of my life, I choose to not have a relationship. That doesn't mean I'm against relationships. It's just a choice. And that is when you really feel free. When you have choice to be or not be or have or not have or do or not do, then you have freedom. And for me, freedom is something that I've been seeking all my life. And now I have it. I have freedom within. Now, does that mean I don't want to sell my house and, you know, I get frustrated when my house doesn't sell or some strange, you know, concoctions that I come up in my ego? No, of course not. But what it does mean is that I have freedom that nobody can take away from me now because I really do feel connected. And I hope that means something when you're listening in tonight to have that. If you're searching for peace or freedom, you know, I can't tell you how you're going to find it. So that you can never have it taken away. I can't tell you how that, but I can be with you on that journey. You know, call in on Sunday nights, listen in, whatever you feel comfortable with. And know that you don't even have to give your real name if you don't need to. I can tune in to you anyway. I love to have your real names because I really feel like I'm talking to you. But nobody's going to know who you are, and it'll be okay. So it's the one thing that I did want to share with you, and I do want to thank the beautiful angel teams that we've had with us tonight. Because we have been surrounded, all of us, whoever's been listening in, and even you, Don, been really surrounded with angels this evening, or this afternoon, if you're over in California. But the message that I got to share with you tonight, just to, you know, kind of end our show tonight, it's not over, but I mean, just in my final words with you, is that enthusiasm. Have enthusiasm for your life. I mean, I celebrate everything in my life and I live in limitless joy. That is a statement that you can make and carry with you this week. I celebrate everything in my life and I live in limitless joy. Now, I want you to know that even though you may have an obstacle on your journey today, tomorrow, it may end up being the greatest gift that you've ever had. And I want to give you an example of that. I love examples when people talk to me in examples, so I share them with you. Years ago, I attempted to sell the home that I'm in now. Obviously, it didn't sell. Still here. And I look back on where I would have moved if I had sold my house at that time. It would have been worse. Not that there's any problem with where I live now. It's beautiful. It's just a big house. That's the only issue. But basically, if I had sold my home when I was so desperate and believed in my world that it should be sold, I would have gone into a situation that I would have regretted far worse than having a big house. So, I mean, big house is nice because you have a lot of space and it's kind of nice. Even if there are not a lot of people in it, it's real nice. And it's the most beautiful place in the world. And you know, it's lovely and I feel comfortable here. And I have been protected here for 14, 15, 16 years. So, you know, but I would have sold the house. It would have been a devastation. And so I share that with you because the celebrating everything in your life right now and living in limitless joy may be the greatest gift that you may get. And it may take you a week. It may take you a year. One of the things that I'm learning right now as we speak is divine timing. It is one of my issues this life, another one of my soul's journey's lessons, to have patience enough to allow divine timing to come in and do the divine guidance that divine timing does in our lives so that, you know, it's just, if you listen to astrologers or numerologists, everything is divinely led. So if we have divine timing in our life, then we can't be rushed to get things going. And if we do get rushed, that's when our frustrations come. And, you know, if you're listening in right now and you're saying, but I don't understand why this isn't happening, and I just don't understand why I'm going through this, please turn that around by saying, Spirit, please show me the gift in this. Please, when I go to sleep tonight, let me dream. Let me see the numbers or something. I dream in numbers and I have a beautiful number book and I understand numbers a little bit because of that. And I asked, you know, to give me a message. You know, let some message come down so that I can know the gift that I'm getting in this, even though I may not see the gift right now. Just remind me, Spirit, there's a gift here. You know, sometimes I just need that. You may do it in a different way. You know, that's the one thing that I will promise you that I want to do through our journeys together on Living Your Soul's Journey show on BBS is I don't want you to feel like you have to do it my way, because my way is right for me, but it may not be right for you. And you know, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your best friend's journey may be right for them, obviously, but it may not be right for you. So that's when we have to really learn discernment and compassion for ourselves so that we can learn our own soul's journey and not be, you know, kind of pushed around, you know, by other people's journeys. But, you know, living your soul's journey will bring you freedom. It will bring you peace. it will bring you a comfortableness, but yet you still have to get out there and, you know, jump back into getting out of your comfort zone. Because when you get out of your comfort zone is when you really start to live. I've heard so many people say that, that I really can't give credit to any specific person. But when you get out of your comfort zone, that is when you start to live. So, you know, just know that enthusiasm. I celebrate everything in my life and I live in limitless joy. And if you will say that this week, and, you know, maybe call in next week and let me know how that worked for you. And understand that when you live your soul's journey, you will have that freedom. It starts to unfold in ways that are simple, beautifully simple. So be sure and visit Living Your Soul's Journey on the web. And, you know, read about who I am and what, you know, what I can do for you if I can. If I can benefit you in some way, then I want to. I really am here to do that because it is part of who I am. And combining that, let me know, by the way, you can go on BBS and let me know some interest that you have in learning about law stuff, because like I say, y'all are like, you know, the caller we had before was in California. Well, I mean, Las Vegas, not California, but that's going to be completely different law than Georgia. And I'm a Georgia attorney. I can't practice law any other place and I can't give advice in any other states, but I can give you general legal intuitional information about, you know, what you can be aware of, especially in real estate. I understand real estate law pretty well. You know, I have been doing it for 10 years now, so I can help you with issues in your marriage and things like that that have to do with real estate and wills and all that type of thing that, you know, I can at least give you general information on. And, you know, as I said, my journey is to kind of combine the two together, because when we understand the laws of man and we understand the laws of the heavens, which I want to do show probably next week, will be on the different laws. There are many, many different laws. And I want to talk about the spiritual laws and how it affects us. Everyone knows the law of attraction. Yes, everyone knows about that. But do we understand all the different other laws there are? There are so many other laws of you know, just different laws. There's the law of gratitude. There are, you know, 16, 18 different laws. And I'm probably going to do the show on that next week. Whatever spirit leads me to do next week, I will. But I want you to understand them so that you will know that the law of attraction is not just the law, that the only spiritual law that we have. And is, even if you don't believe in spiritual laws, they kind of affect us anyway. It's sort of like, even if you don't know the laws of man-made laws of your state, they still affect you. I mean, if you drive too fast and you don't really know that that's breaking the law, they're still going to get you, even if you don't know about it. And so it's my part of my journey on this show to share with you some of that wisdom so that you can use it in your daily life and in your journey. So just remember this week to nurture yourself, take care of yourself. Mother Mary is the most beautiful nurturing soul that we have that comes in to teach us this, to nurture yourself and have the courage to step out and live your soul's journey. Have that courage to get out there and say, you know, Spirit, I need some guidance right now. I need some guidance in what to do. And, you know, I can't necessarily tell you this is what you need to do right now, but I can guide you. I can hopefully point you in the right direction with Spirit's help. And with that, we can, you know, move forward together in working out something so that you feel more comfortable on your soul's journey, on your daily life. And soul's journey for me, by the way, is just your daily life. It is your daily life that your soul is asking you to live. And if we get too much into our ego, sometimes our soul sort of dies along the way. It doesn't literally die. I mean, don't get me wrong. Your soul never dies, but it feels like you're dying. And I guess that's what I should have said a little bit. Because when you're not letting your soul in, your soul's energy in, that freedom that the soul's journey gives you, when you're not letting that in and you're resisting it, then at that point in time, you don't feel as alive because your soul is not resonating the way that you are allowed, you know, that the soul resonates in our lives. It gives us that freedom, that peace, that rejuvenation. And again, going back to that enthusiasm to celebrate everything in our life and living in limitless joy. So it's just amazing what it can do. And I just want to share with you each and every Sunday to go to the Freedom to Be Me journal, fill it out, print it out. I think you can do it online as well. I'm working with somebody over in California and she did it online. And she initially had printed it out, but she finally got it online. So, and she uses an Apple. So I think you can just print it out online and it's new on my website. So I, you know, would love to get your feedback on it. And Freedom to Me journal, fill it out and go in and just kind of get to know yourself a little bit through that. And then if you want to send it to me via email, then I will, you know, give you a 20-minute session just to kind of talk about what's needed for you in your life. And if we want to set something up, if we work well together, then we can proceed in that to help you living your soul's journey and being happy in a relationship or not. And that's a big thing, to have that choice, have that freedom to be in a relationship or not. And when I wish, boy, you know, I told my daughter, she's 15, I said, if you could ever have that freedom at your age, even in your 20s or even in your 30s, wow, what I feel blessed for you, because it took me a lot longer than that to have that freedom to say, yeah, I don't think I want to do that again right now. No, not now. It's not because I haven't met anybody or that I don't want to meet anybody. It's a choice that I'm choosing not to. And when you have that choice, as I mentioned earlier, it's such a freedom. And when you're compelled, when you're obsessed, when you have to have somebody in your life, that could be part of your soul's journey. It could be part of it. But just make sure you're doing it with freedom, with choice. Because I can't sit here and say, oh, it's not good to be compelled or obsessed to be, you know, in a relationship. All I can say is if you love yourself enough, you will know what's right for you and you won't need to have to have something. Have to have something is the key here. Have to have a relationship. I have to be in a relationship. I know that you've known people like that. I've known men that were like that. They have to be in a relationship. Before one relationship is over, another one has begun. And I knew somebody in the last 4 or 5 years that one of their family members said, this person has to be in a relationship. And I was like, I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe I'll be the last relationship this person has because I'll be so perfect for them. Well, obviously that wasn't true. This person, you know, had their own soul's journey. I certainly was not part of it. And so, you know, that's not a make wrong on me or him or him. It just means that that person, for whatever that person needs, has to be in a relationship. He doesn't have the freedom not to be, though. And that's the difference between choice. If you have to be in one, you don't have that choice not to be in one. And that's what I hope everybody can learn from this hour, this evening, is choice. Choice and freedom. It's the choice to be, choice to have, and choice to do what you choose on your soul's journey. And I am, you know, it's just been such a pleasure to be with y'all this evening, to be a part of this show, to be back on BBS. And, you know, I just hope that next week that you will take this enthusiasm, do your celebration for whatever you can find to celebrate in your life, and just love life in a way that you've never loved it before, because then you will begin to have a choice and a freedom on your soul's journey that will be like spring. It'll be like a new life. And, that, you know, as I talk to you right now, I'm looking out my North Georgia window. I have woods around me and a beautiful creek and a lake around here. And there was a beautiful deer. We've had a deer that has lived here for 4 or 5 years, and we name her Shauna. She has a broken leg. I would imagine probably someone ran over her or someone shot her. We'll never know, but that's my intuitive sense, is that she got run over. And she comes and eats with us every day. We call it the Ford Diner. And she comes and has her corn, or if we go to the movies, she has her popcorn. And she just has brought so much joy to my daughter and I. And even the dogs love her, and the cat loves her. The cat sits out there every day and just looks at her, and the deer are not afraid of the cat anymore. And Princess has just become such a friend to the deer. And we have bear that come out here, and it's such a beautiful, it's a free place. It's a free place, and you can make any place in your life free as long as you feel that freedom. If you feel that freedom on your soul's journey, then you will have that in your life, in your external life. You will have that life. So I just really have enjoyed talking with you this evening, and I hope that I have said something that has meant something to you that you can carry with you this week. And can mean something to you to carry along. So I don't know if there are any other callers out there that have a question. I just want to share with you that unlocking your authentic self is such a journey. It's such a beautiful journey to be blessed and be happy and be yourself. And I always say namaste, because that means I honor the Christ in you. It comes from India, and it's just a beautiful greeting that says hello, and it says goodbye. And it's a beautiful greeting that is Indian. I think it's just an Indian tradition, as in, you know, India, not the Native Americans, but the Indians. So it's just been a beautiful, beautiful story that I have learned through that. And it's just beautiful to live a soul's journey that brings you courage, that you can nurture yourself on, that you can live your authentic self. But I have to tell y'all, you may have to do a little work to get there, because you have to sometimes get rid of old patterns. You have to learn how to shift the viewpoints, shift the spiritual laws, and work with them and have them working with you, because they're going to be working with you anyway. And make sure that you're living the way that you need to live for your soul's journey, so that those spiritual laws are like taking you on a ride. As you're going on the waves, you're riding beautifully as opposed to fighting the waves. And when you understand the spiritual laws, which we will talk about next week, unless I'm guided in another direction, we will talk about the spiritual laws of our universe, so that you can understand them. I will show them to you in a way that hopefully you can understand them and use them. That's the biggest, use them to your, you know, to help your life. And so until we meet again next week, Mr. Donald, I'm presuming that the Living Your Soul's Journey show has come to an end. So I say to you, be blessed, be happy, be yourself. Namaste.